Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and today we're talking about a very special gentleman that many people across Limestone County, Athens, Alabama, and beyond knew very well and loved, and his name's Will Haney. His family decided to organize fundraisers in his honor after his passing. I knew Will myself. I had a restaurant in town during the time that Will was battling cancer, and we tried to connect however we could during that time. I know it was difficult for the family and friends that surrounded Will during that time, but I'm so glad that these years later that a fundraiser can continue to be organized in Will's honor. What it is a virtual run walk, and we're in the middle of it right now, and I have Will's sister, Heather Haney, on the program right now to talk about the Will Haney Foundation and Will Power. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Heather Haney.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
It is great to have you and to talk about Will, because I want people to get to know Will and the legacy that he leaves. One thing that stands out is he was a service member. He served in the military.
That's correct. He was in the Navy, and he loved being a part of our military and serving our country, our great country. And he was, and what boils down to Will is mainly he just loved helping everybody. So it was no surprise that he chose to be in the military for us. Period of time, and our dad is a veteran, so it just kind of runs in the family.
And that was something that very much stood out to me about Will during his battle. Of course, social media was not exactly what it is today. There was Facebook, but it wasn't in the way that it is now. So typically finding out from people would come in the restaurant and they would give me updates on Will. I would reach out, and it was different. And now we have this new platform where when you have a virtual run walk like this, you have a fundraiser, you have the Will Haney Foundation. There are so many different avenues to reach people and let them know about the person that Will was. If you were to talk to a friend and say, describe Will, how would they typically describe Will as a person?
I think they would say that he was just one of those people that never met a stranger, and that he would give you the shirt off his back to help you. He was just that kind of person. He was loving and caring and funny and a little mischievous on the side too, but mainly, his Christian walk was a big thing for him and his faith, and just helping and loving others. Terribly, terribly missed. He's one of those guys that you just want around.
You said he was a little mischievous. Are you the older or younger sibling?
I'm older, but I'm only older by 16 months. So, by the time Will came into the world, I wanted to be Will, and I still to this day, look up to him, even though I'm considered the older sister.
Wow.
But he is my role model.
That is incredible. When you think about siblings, they don't always get along, but there's a unique connection between brothers and sisters. Sounds like you had a good one with Will.
We did. We really did. Now, I won't say we didn't have our little fights along the way, but that's just what siblings do. But with Will and I, what one couldn't do, the other one did. And so we were just a really good team, and we played together growing up, and that was our bond. We had a really strong bond, and boy, do I miss him. But he leaves a really good example for others to follow. That to know him is to love him. That's our Will.
Well, and the Will Haney Foundation, the ball was really rolling when Will was living. It was already rolling when he was living. It's not something that came after, because there were so many different things that were happening where people were coming together for Will, and there were a lot of activities, I recall, when Will was sick.
The official foundation wasn't around till after he passed. When he was going through his cancer battle, so many in the community were so nice to donate their time and their money to help him travel back and forth to MD Anderson in Texas. And it was just, he was just so loved by so many in this community that they were willing to help. And so the foundation really came about after he passed, and so that we could further help, others that are battling cancer. No matter your cancer, no matter your age, no matter what, we could help you if you're fighting cancer. And I'll say something else that we also did. Will was in nursing school when he was diagnosed with cancer, and he was in his last year to finish. And so we do give a scholarship to two students to help with their nursing career.
That is great. And when we're thinking about the foundation itself, and more specifically as you're getting into some of the things that the foundation does, what is the mission of the foundation? If you have a mission statement, what is the mission of the Will Haney Foundation?
Our mission is just to, of course, help, families that are battling cancer. It is to help provide scholarships to graduating seniors going into the nursing profession, and to also further cancer research, because the type of cancer that Will had and the age, there's just not a whole lot of research that goes on for his type of cancer. And, we really want to see others have lots more birthdays and lots more loved ones get as much time with their family as possible.
Talk about the type of cancer that he had and then his age at the time that he passed away. I know he was really young.
He was. So Will was diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma. It's a rare cancer found mostly in children. So for Will to be diagnosed at age 32, and then he did pass away at the age of 34 with it, he battled strong, and even during that cancer battle, he thought of others more than himself. He still wanted to help others. So it's an extremely rare cancer that he did have, and we'd just like to help further some research for it.
What year did he pass away?
2011. So okay. This January will be 10 years that he's been gone.
Wow, 2011. It just doesn't seem real that it's been that long, but it actually has. Time just goes by so quickly. But as I said earlier at the start of the program, I'm so glad that Will's legacy lives on through the Will Haney Foundation and what you guys are doing. What is the team like? What is the support that you have had so far through the foundation?
I am considered the president of the foundation. And then, of course, my mom, Sharon, she's a part of the foundation. And then Dad helps out. He helps advertise. He's not very techno savvy, but he does this in memory of Will, and it's a good way for all of us to remember him. And then we have our really good family friend, Joe Sanford, is our treasurer and kind of secretary, and he is our techno person that helps us keep all that straight. But we're a very small foundation, but thanks to the good people in our community, they really help us be able to help others in Will's memory, which really, really means a lot to us. just so that he's not forgotten really means a lot to us, and that we're able to help others just like Will wanted to help others.
Absolutely. And speaking of helping others, you are in the middle of the In It to Win It 34-mile virtual run walk. It has begun. It's going from November 1st until December 4th. You can register anytime during November 1st through December 4th to participate. If you don't mind, we'll take a quick break, Heather, and then come back and talk some more about the Will Haney Foundation, Willpower, and this virtual run walk that we're right in the middle of, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Great. Folks, we're talking to Heather Haney. She's a sister to Will Haney. She is the president of Will Haney Foundation. She's on the program today to talk about Will and then also talk about this virtual run walk that is now taking place. I hope that you'll choose to participate. We'll hear more information about that when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you could snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now. to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. For those who follow the show, you realize that the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment is named for my grandmother. And she loved the Good Deed segment. She loved the idea of reaching out to people in the community, finding out what they're doing to make a difference, and then sharing that story with others to make people aware so that they could find a way that they could make a difference. Heather Haney reached out to me, and she's a sister to Will Haney. And Will passed away in 2011. He had cancer, but his legacy lives on, as we said in the first segment. This is a really good example of a great good deed segment. As Heather said, they're providing scholarships to those who are interested in nursing. They are doing things in the community to try to help people, families, individuals with cancer. It really is a great place to start if you're looking for a way to make a difference. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Heather Haney.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. As we talked a little bit about Will and his personality, the type of guy he was, very giving, very caring, cared about others. Even in the heart of his cancer battle, he was wanting to help others as opposed to looking out for himself.
That's right. That's right. And he also, you know, the reason we did start a little run in his memory is Will was very, he was encouraging of others to kind of stay active. No matter if you ran, you walked, you swam, or whatever you did, he just always wanted you to be healthy. And so that's kind of what led us to start a race or a run walk in his memory.
So with that, you know he would be very pleased that you're doing a run walk, because that's something that he was interested in, was people's physical activity and taking care of themselves.
Yes, that was very much Will. He not only was he interested in your spiritual side, but he was also interested in your physical side too. And he really wanted to encourage, and he did encourage. He would encourage his friends to get out and walk with him around the track at the high school and just be active. And that was him. I remember the first 10K that he and I did together, he could run like a gazelle, and me, I was just trying to keep up. And when we got closer to the end of the race, he would start slowing down so that I could be ahead of him, and I'd slow down, and we did that for a few minutes, and he let me cross the finish line before him just because he was just that encouraging brother to let me win, as you say. But he was the one waiting on me to run. He had to slow down to wait on me. But so he didn't, it wasn't about winning. It was just about getting out there and being active.
Where did the idea of naming it In It to Win It come from?
Well, when Will was battling cancer, that became his motto. You know, we're in it to win it. And that's just how that started, was from him. That was his motto, I guess you would say.
You know, and while everybody wants to beat cancer, everybody wants to be able to live, that's not always what happens. I've seen throughout the years that I've had the Mark White Show, families that I got behind and supported, tried to help. We've rallied around them. And unfortunately, cancer took them. But when you're viewing it as cancer battle and winning and losing, what do you believe truly winning for Will was?
For Will, winning was no matter what, you know, if he stayed in this earth or not, winning for him was he had a heavenly home. And so for him, it's just he had to keep that upbeat attitude, because it also kept everybody around him with an upbeat attitude. He never gave up. He never, you know, got down. So to him was just knowing that he was still helping others, even while he was going through the battle of his life, was winning for him.
How is it for you when you share about your brother? You are there to pick up your daughter at school. I have a 6-year-old daughter, and I can tell her about my father who passed away when he was 58. I can remind her of grandmother who passed away in 2018. How do you let Will's legacy live on in your child?
Well, first off, she is named after him, so that kind of helps. But second of all, we talk about him all the time to her. She knows about Uncle Will. she can pick him out of pictures. We tell her stories of Uncle Will and how good he was, and even all of his mischievous side, because I think she gets a lot of that from him. But we talk about him, and I think that's big with anybody that's ever lost a loved one that's really close to them, is that they know that others haven't forgotten them. So it's helpful to us when we know others remember Will. And so, and those that didn't meet him, like my daughter, we tell her about him and hope that his legacy lives on that way.
And obviously everybody grieves differently, Heather, and people sometimes are able to talk about the loved one, sometimes they're not. For me, it's always helpful to talk about the people that I cared about to keep their memory alive, because they meant so much to me. And there may be people who are sitting on a fence right now who have people that they've lost, and they're not real sure how to go about how to remember them, and reluctant to talk about them because it does bring up painful memories. It brings up sadness. But I would encourage people, if they're on that fence, to think about, to consider ways that they can honor that person. It doesn't have to be something that they necessarily share the details of the story of how the person was lost, but at least find something that they can say, you know, Dad would have been proud of that. Mom would have been proud of that. My sister, my brother would have been proud to have seen that. And I believe that this particular virtual run walk, the Will Haney Foundation, continuing the theme of willpower, is something that you could point your finger and say, Will would love that.
Yes, he would love this. You know, and I agree with what you said, Mark, that, you know, we all grieve in different ways, and there's, you know, sometimes you don't know what you can do to help remember someone. And for us, this is what we decided to do, to remember Will and help raise funds so that we can help others in his memory. And for others, they may want to do other things for loved ones that they have lost and that meant so much to them. And so I encourage them to do, even if it's just a little gesture of that would make them remember them and know that they'd be so proud of that, to do it. It does make you feel good. And I will say, it is hard to talk about your loved ones that really meant so much to you, because you just miss them, and they meant a lot to you.
But you're doing it. You know, you're finding that strength within you to do it. You named your daughter.
Yeah.
You named your daughter for Will. There are these things that you're doing. Continuing Will's legacy, you've just done it. And I want to say that I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of your family for doing this and keeping Will's memory alive. And I want people to find Will Haney Foundation. I want them to connect however they can. I want them to participate in this In It to Win It 34-mile virtual run walk. And I want you to share the different ways that people can participate and how they can connect with the foundation.
Oh, there's multiple ways, you know, that they can participate in the virtual run walk. Of course, you can sign up through our run sign up page. You can find that information out on, of course, it's on Facebook, and as well, it's on our WillHaneyFoundation.org website. And if it's a run walk, and you go at your pace, and we had 34 days to do 34 miles, but this is really all about getting people out there and being active and helping us, like I said, to raise some extra funds so that we can help families battling cancer and support kids going into nursing so that they can further help others, you know, kind of paying it back. So, or if you don't want to run and walk, you can always make a donation. But we just really want to encourage folks to get out there and be active and just have a smile on your face when you're doing it, knowing that you're helping others.
I like that. And, you know, when people with COVID-19, this issue that's come up with the health issue, so many of these run walks have been put on hold. They've been postponed. But the thing about a virtual run walk, as you said, you do it on your own, at your own pace. You run, you walk. You do it with a smile on your face. You could be by yourself, and I'd be smiling if I'm walking at my own pace. If I'm running, trying to compete with somebody, I'm not necessarily smiling. I'm not necessarily smiling. You know, it's like, oh hey, how much farther? Where am I at now?
Exactly.
But people anywhere in the world can actually sign up for this run walk. And that's really an amazing opportunity for people who are listening right now who are not in Limestone County, Alabama, who are not even in the state of Alabama or the Southeast or even the United States for that matter.
That's true. You can do this anywhere. This is wherever you live. You can live in Oregon or you can live in Maine and do this race. That's what the beauty of this virtual run, walk atmosphere that we're in. So that's we're even within all the pandemic and the COVID going on, I mean, we can still do something virtually that raises money and it gets people active. So there's some positives that we're learning to find in some of all the bad stuff that goes on sometimes, you say.
That's right. I just feel for the people who might do this in a rainforest or the frozen tundra. But other than that,
Yeah. This
is just enjoy nature. Go out there and enjoy the outside, the outdoors. Take a deep breath of fresh air and enjoy being outside and doing what will seem to love. I'm sitting here right now and I'm thinking I probably need to go out and do a virtual walk myself. Most of my walks are not virtual. They're in my head.
But yeah, sometimes. But yeah, you're right. I mean, this is something that I don't know that I ever saw Will without a smile on his face. That's just the type of person that he was. So, and me, I'm just trying to keep up with him. I was the older sister that acted like the younger sister, holding on to his coattails, just trying to keep up with him. So.
Speaking of coattails, Yeah. People get a t-shirt, they can get a sweatshirt with
that's
this.
Right. Exactly. You can get your choice of a short sleeve or a long sleeve shirt. If you do want a sweatshirt, we just have a little extra $5 to that just to cover the cost. And oh, and you get a medal. So everybody that signs up will get a choice of their apparel, plus you get a medal. And we will ship that to you when the race is over.
That is awesome. I want people to go to runsignup.com/Will Haney Foundation Virtual Run. And just for people who may need help with the spelling, Will Haney, WILLHANEY Foundation Virtual Run. That is at runsignup.com. I want people to go there. And then, of course, they can follow the Will Haney Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization. You can find them on Facebook. You'll see a picture of what looks to be some very great friends in the cover photo, and then a really nice picture that says Willpower Finish Strong as the profile picture. Who designed that picture?
Well, a friend of Will's that he went to school with, and they were big buddies, Casey Coggin, had that design for us. And so that's something that's just stuck ever since we started the foundation. So we're appreciative of that.
Very nice. Well, Heather, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show today to talk about the Will Haney Foundation and this virtual run walk that is now taking place. We want people to go check it out, to be a part of this. We're in the middle of it since it started November 1st, goes through December the 4th, but it's the In It to Win It 34-mile virtual run walk, and I want people to participate if they can, and I appreciate you being able to share about this special event today, Heather.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark. I really, really appreciate it. I do enjoy, I love talking about Will. It's nice, and I'm thankful for all your listeners listening, and I hope they can find it in them to want to sign up. And this is a good way to kind of help make some room for Thanksgiving and Christmas that are coming up. You know, y'all have a lot of good food out there. So, you know, thank you for having us and Willpower.
That's a good idea. You're always welcome, and you can continue to talk about Will on my show and have other opportunities to do it, and Willpower to you.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking to Heather Haney. She's a sister of Will Haney. She is president of the Will Haney Foundation. I do want to encourage you to be a part of the In It to Win It 34-mile virtual run walk, which is taking place right now. It began November 1st, so you need to get those shoes on, get ready to go out until December the 4th. You can register, and you can do that at runsignup.com/Will Haney Foundation Virtual Run. This has been a great edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I hope that you'll find a purpose in the Will Haney Foundation, find a way that you can make a difference in the lives of others and those who are battling cancer right now. I know that October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're now in the month of November. Don't forget about these families. September was Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Don't forget about these families. It's 12 months. It's year-round for these families who are battling cancer, and we need to stand by them. We need to support them. We don't need to be distracted by other things when we have these families that we can help and we can make a difference in their lives today and right now while we have breath in our lungs, and I hope that you will make a decision to do that. I hope that you'll continue to listen to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment and share this with your friends. They probably need encouragement and inspiration right now, and I'm hoping that this can give them some of that. I hope that you'll continue to tune in. This has been another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I love the beer house. nice and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello. Kyla, I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.